Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The Boston Celtics are headed back to the NBA Finals for the second time in 3 years and the 23rd time in their illustrious history. The Celts completed a very competitive four-game sweep of the Pacers. Our Tom McCabe was on the scene in Indianapolis.
Three of four games decided by 5 points or less. That was the story in the Celtics' sweep of Indiana in the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston rallied from 9 points down in the fourth quarter for a 105 Game 4 win. Jaylen Brown led the Celtics with 29 points.
I was just happy that we won and give credit to Indiana. You know, they played us tough. I know, like, people think that Indiana wasn't a good team or whatever the case may be. I mean, I thought they were as tough as anybody we've played all season.
Derek White's three-pointer with 43 seconds left won it. Jason Tatum had 26 points for Boston. Indiana, playing without star Tyrese Halliburton, got 24 from Andrew Nimhard.
Even with the elimination, Pacers coach Rick Carlisle saw the positive side of his team's season.
An amazing season, a magical season. The level of fight was just tremendous all the way through this. Circumstance never fazed them one way or the other.
Carlisle was a teammate of Bill Walton on the Celtics' 1986 championship team. He and all of the basketball world were in mourning with the news earlier Monday that the legendary center, whose impact went well beyond the court, passed away from cancer at age 71.
He was a living, breathing event in history, just walking around. He was involved in so many events, in pop culture, in sports. You know, he played drums for the Grateful Dead in the pyramids in Egypt. You know, he's a guy that did everything.
Walton won two NBA championships and two NCAA championships. His historic career at UCLA included a never-approached record of 88 straight wins and a 21-for-22 shooting performance in the 1973 NCAA title game. He was the College Player of the Year in all three of his seasons with the Bruins. Walton later became a popular broadcaster in both NBA and college games. Turning to the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Western Conference final moved to Edmonton with the Oilers and Stars tied at a game apiece. Gethin Kulbaugh tells us who's now up 2-1.
Jason Robertson completed his first career playoff hat trick midway through the third period as the Dallas Stars defeated the Edmonton Oilers 5-3 to take a 2-1 lead in the NHL's Western Conference final. Dallas coach Peter DeBoer.
Goal scorers like him, you need one to drop and then all of a sudden, you know, it looks like a soccer net.
Wyatt Johnston and Miro Heiskanen into an empty net had the other goals for Dallas. Jake Oettinger made 26 saves. Connor McDavid earned his 100th career playoff point with a goal and an assist.
Playoffs are throughout games are about momentum swings, and when you don't have it, you got to wrestle it back. And we obviously didn't do that for, you know, the better part of that second period.
Zach Hyman and Adam Henrique also scored for Edmonton, which got 17 stops from Stuart Skinner. Game 4 is Wednesday in Edmonton.
The Seattle Kraken, who did not make the playoffs this year, are expected to name Dan Bylsma as their new coach, a person with knowledge of the choice tells AP. It's Bylsma's third head coaching job in the NHL after winning the Stanley Cup with Pittsburgh in 2009 and later spending two seasons with the Sabres. He replaces Dave Hackstall, who was fired after coaching the Kraken's first three seasons as an expansion team. Coming up, baseball and a likely adieu to Rafael Nadal at the French Open. Baseball. Only 10 games were played this Memorial Day. With an 11th, the Dodgers at the Mets rained out. The weather was good enough to play in Baltimore, where two longtime American League East rivals played a holiday matinee. AP's Craig Heist was on the scene.
Kyle Stowers had three hits, including a pair of doubles, and drove in a career-high four runs to lead the Orioles to an 11-3 win over the Red Sox. Baltimore has won a season-high 5 in a row, and they are 4-0 against the Red Sox so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, division games are huge. You know, we want to win the division, and, you know, those games are extra competitive because you know the guys very well. You've seen them, and definitely added energy. And so we're excited to keep getting some wins.
Ryan Mountcastle chipped in with three hits, an RBI, and a run scored. Cedric Mullins had a two-run triple.
The Guardians' nine-game winning streak came to an end against the Rockies of all teams. A 4-run six lifted Colorado to an 8-6 win over Cleveland. Craig Council returned to Milwaukee for the first time since leaving the Brewers to become the Cubs manager at the end of last season. Council was first greeted by boos and then watched his Cubbies lose 5-1 to the Brew Crew. Willie Adames' 3-run homer keyed a 5-run eighth that broke up a scoreless tie. The Braves played their first game since Ronald Acuna Jr. suffered a season-ending knee injury. Insult was added to injury, as our Jim Hart reports.
The Nationals scored 6 runs in the first 3 innings, and rookie starter Mitchell Parker pitched shutout ball into the seventh to upend the Braves' 8-4. Parker gave up 3 runs on 5 hits while walking none and striking out 6. The young lefty has now given up 3 runs or less in his first 8 starts in the majors. He used a simple approach to stifle the Braves.
A lot of early contact, a lot of ground balls. Fielders were making a lot of plays. A lot of fly balls. I was just keeping the count short, pitch count down. That's all that matters.
The Nationals jumped on Braves starter Charlie Morton with 4 runs in the first inning. They extended their lead to 8-0 before the Braves responded with 4 in the seventh.
Also in the National League, the Reds snapped the Cardinals' 5-game winning streak 3-1. The Padres edged the Marlins 2-1 on a bases-loaded walk to Jake Cronenworth in the bottom of the ninth. The Giants doubled up the Phillies 8-4 as Mike Yastrzemski scored 2 runs and drove in 2 others. In the American League, the Twins held off the Royals 6-5, the Blue Jays East passed the White Sox 5-1, and the Mariners topped the Astros 3-2. No games in the WNBA. Tennis. Rafael Nadal lost in the first round of the French Open to Alexander Zverev 6-3, 7-6, 6-3, in what might turn out to be the 14-time Roland Garros champion's last match at his favorite tournament. The nearly 38-year-old Nadal has been dealing with hip and abdominal injuries since January 2023 and played infrequently, so he was unseated for the French Open for the first time. Said Nadal, "If it's the last time that I played here, I am at peace with myself." Tom Merriam, AP Sports.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.